balloon drop at the Tampa convention.
Walter Shapiro, New Republic, TNR.com, Yahoo News. You also mentioned Columbia Journalism Review. Thank you, Walter.
As always, thanks a lot, Al.
Pleasure. WDL News Time now, 1246. Well, every once in a while, I want to bring your attention to stuff that isn't getting too much attention on these shores. So let's try this. The Chinese government has shut down or blocked a number of microblogs and websites, and observers see this as the result of a power struggle within the leadership. Even rumors of a possible coup. The Beijing authorities fired a ever popular reform-minded party chief appropriately on the Ides of March, the 15th of March, and that might have something to do with this. Keith Perrin, host of PCG Media in Taipei, Taiwan, the Republic of China, with us live. Keith, what are you hearing from people with whom you talk on the mainland?
Well, this is a story with so many twists and turns. This mystery is going to go on for a long time. But as you said, Bo Xilai, who was the head Communist Party chief for the city of Chongqing, was fired. This was just around the time when his chief of police was seeking refuge in the American consulate in Chongqing. He has since disappeared from sight. It also involves a British businessman who died under mysterious circumstances. There was no autopsy performed, and he was cremated before they can even perform one. During the weekend, beginning late last week and still the weekend, a number of microblogs in China started to put out all kinds of information because Chinese media wasn't reporting on it. So it was pretty much like broken telephone. One person says maybe there's a power struggle, which then it became a power struggle, and there were some over 300,000 posts combined on 16 microblogs that were all shut down because of this.
So,
now, is there any type of coup taking place? You know what? Really, nobody knows. When I called somebody in Beijing today, the Beijing Foreign Ministry basically said, oh, we have no comment. Well, this is leading to people's speculation about what is really going on.
Well, from all your China watching and you and your colleagues in Taiwan, would a leadership struggle necessarily express itself in this way? I mean, are any people involved in the struggle behind the microblogs, or the microblogs are just reporting on what they think is happening?
Well, the microblogs are reporting on what they think is happening, but it wouldn't be the first time a power struggle took place in Beijing. The last time was just before the 1989 crackdown in Tiananmen Square. There was a power struggle going on within the Communist Party. This year is a very important year because Hu Jintao, the president of China, is stepping down for a new man. Bo Xilai, who was fired on March 15th, was supposed to take up a very high-level position in Beijing, which he's now been fired. Everything that he had was just stripped away from. But the problem, though, is that nobody in Beijing is saying anything. And if you speak to people in Chongqing, some of the officials in Chongqing said, well, you have to contact Beijing. When I contacted Beijing, somebody in Beijing said, you have to contact somebody in Chongqing. So because of all this stuff going around in circles, people are speculating there must be, and it wouldn't be surprising, some type of major power struggle at the top involving different factions within the Communist Party in Beijing.
Does this represent a clash, perhaps, between Hu Jintao loyalists, who may actually be more conservative and less reformist, and those who would reform China in a direction that we haven't seen as much?
Well, it definitely does. But, you know, Alan, one of the most important things I think that I should mention right now is within China, people are now, especially maybe in the last 10 years or so, are beginning to see the cracks within the system. And basically, people like Hu Jintao or his predecessor, Zhang Zemin, and his entourage of officials, all they're doing is putting Band-Aids on the cracks. They're not resolving the problem. So in China, closing down of the 16 microblogs, this year, the past 12 months, China has been extremely worried because they saw what was going on in the Middle East with Syria, for example, Egypt, and other countries where Twitter, Facebook, and other microblogs played a role in helping people start democratizing these countries. In China, they're really worried about that. In fact, in China, a lot of the uprising that's going on in the Middle East, they just don't report on it. So with these rumors that started happening, as they say in China, you know, with every little bit of rumor, there's actually a little bit of truth in it. How much truth is there? Well, you know, time will only tell.
Yet within Taiwan itself, you have a ferocious debate as to the degree to which Taiwan should have a rapprochement with China.
This is a debate which, honestly, I don't see going away anytime soon. It was a hot ticket during the last presidential election that we had in January. The consensus across the island is that the KMT party, which is the political party which is in office now, they want to have good relations with China, but that's it. They don't want to go back to China. The Communist Party of Taiwan, which has maybe 100 members, they're the Communist Party of Taiwan. They have 100 members, but they also don't want to go back to China because they can see China exerting the kind of pressure that it has, let's say, on Macau and on Hong Kong, also exerting the same kind of power here in Taiwan, which has now become the first in history, the first full Chinese democracy. It is a very open society compared to China. So a lot of people here in Taiwan are paying close attention to what's going on in China, because if a power struggle happens in China, people are worried, how is this going to affect Taiwan?
Indeed. Okay, well, very well summed up. We'll put this on a podcast later so you can bring it back. But Keith Perrin of PCJ Media, Taipei, Taiwan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alan.
Take care, Keith. Always a pleasure. WDEL Newstime now, coming up 12:53, your WDEL Delaware AccuWeather forecast.
Breezy this afternoon under clouds and sunshine, high 72, mainly clear and breezy tonight as it turns chilly, low 41. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler tomorrow, high 60, and plenty of sunshine Friday, high 61. With WDEL's Delaware AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Carl Erickson.
All right, Wilmington mostly sunny and 67 degrees, 67. Dover mostly sunny, 68. Georgetown, 70.